This is Michael Johnson. You're listening to podtech.net, and we're here at the ARM, or the ARM Developers Conference, here in Santa Clara, California. And one of the names that immediately stood out here from the exhibitors is Fraunhofer. And for those that are not familiar with it, if you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to it usually in the form of an MP3. And Fraunhofer basically came up with the algorithm for MP3. Would that be a fair way to put it?
Yeah, that's correct. So we implemented and invented actually MP3 in the early 1990s. And after that, we continued working in the area of audio compression technology. And in the late 1990s, we participated in the development of AAC, which is advanced audio coding, and this is nowadays used, as we all know, in the iPod and iTunes.
Well, tell me your name and what you do at Fraunhofer.
My name is Mark Geyer, and I'm with Fraunhofer now for, I think, 8 years, right from university. And I'm working there nowadays as a group manager for implementation of audio coding algorithms, including MP3 and AAC, on fixed-point processors, like the ARM-powered devices that are used in Apple iPod, for example.
Now, for those that don't know what ARM is, maybe you can give a thumbnail description of it. It's embedded processing, basically.
Yeah, it's embedded processing. This means that it is usually not used in a personal computer, but it's used in handheld devices and in consumer electronics devices where processing power consumption, meaning battery consumption, is an issue. So handheld devices like the iPod, we want to have battery power lasting as long as possible, and that's where processors from ARM are coming into play.
So today at the show, and during the show, you've been talking about some new ideas from Fraunhofer. It's MP3 Surround and MPEG Surround and on Encinito. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're presenting here?
Yeah. So MP3 Surround is the first of the technologies which we have implemented for reproduction of high-quality surround audio. And this is tailored for a combination with MP3. And for example, DivX is a licensee of MP3 Surround, and they are using it in the latest decoder software. And with MP3 Surround, you can have high-quality multi-channel, 5.1 multi-channel surround, at bit rates that are usually used for MP3 stereo, like 160 kilobits per second or 192 kilobits per second. And MPEG Surround is now the brand new thing. It's the next step. MPEG Surround is a generic surround coding tool that can be combined, for example, also with AAC, as it is used in the iPod, or high-efficiency AAC, which is a newer version of AAC. And if we combine the MPEG Surround multi-channel audio tool with high-efficiency AAC, then we can have highest quality multi-channel, 5.1 multi-channel audio, at bit rates as low as 64 kilobits per second total. So not just the additional bit rate that we need for a surround, the total bit rate for the complete 5.1 signal is 64 kilobits per second or even below.
So this would mean that with your iPod, a possible application would be you watch a movie on an iPod and it would be reproduced with total surround sound.
Yeah. That's the application. We basically have two application scenarios here. One is if you have a real 5.1 multi-channel speaker setup in your living room.
Like you have back here.
In our booth. You plug in your iPod into a set-top box or whatever, and then the MPEG surround combined with AAC bitstream is decoded into real 5.1 multi-channel, and then you can listen to it. Or if you are using headphones, if you are using your iPod as it is intended to be used, walking around, then we have additional technology, and this is called Encinito. And this is a technology that allows us to reproduce surround sound over normal stereo headphones. So you actually have a multi-channel surround reproduction on your normal earplugs, and it sounds just great. So you listen to it and you think you are sitting in your living room where you have loudspeakers in the back.
So what would be required of programmers to do this? Would they would have to have a certain kind of software to go in to program this software from Fraunhofer, or would this be kind of something that's going to become more and more common?
Well, it will become more and more common, of course. But as is usual with new international standards like MPEG Surround, the companies that can offer the software first are the companies that did the implementation first, so that came up with the new technology. And Fraunhofer is one of these, of course. For MPEG Surround, we have cooperated with Agir Systems and Philips Research and also our own spin-off company, Coding Technologies. And, well, Fraunhofer and these named companies will most likely be the first to offer software. And we license that software, of course, that IP, to other companies, and they then make the implementation, do the optimization, and offer a product.
How did the company start? I just want to back up a little bit, because it's done, you know, quite a number of, just MP3 alone should, you know, that's worth a Nobel Prize to me. But how did the company start, and what is its philosophy?
Well, actually, Fraunhofer is not a real company. It is a research institution based in Germany. It's the largest research institution in Europe. And today we have 57 institutes all over Germany. Fraunhofer was founded in 1949. And Fraunhofer IIS, the Institute for Integrated Circuits, is one of these 57 institutes. It's the largest and most successful, mostly due to the success of MP3, of course. And the philosophy behind Fraunhofer is to help companies implement newest technology and, of course, also generate revenue from that. But you should know that Fraunhofer is a non-profit organization, meaning that there is no Mr. Fraunhofer and there are no shareholders that would take money out of the company or the institutes. All the money that we get from MP3 licensing and from our applied research work directly goes into new research products and projects.
So who is Fraunhofer?
Fraunhofer actually was an engineer or an inventor and an entrepreneur in the 18th century in Germany.
What was his full name?
It was Josef von Fraunhofer, and, well, he did a lot of interesting things, and we just took his name.
It's an inspirational name.
It's an inspirational name, yeah.
Well, if folks would like to find out a little bit more about, because I think it would be good, because many people have used MP3s, I think, without really knowing that the Fraunhofer company came up with the idea, or at least the algorithm for it, and maybe they're interested in finding out a little bit more about MPEG Surround and Ensonido, can they go to the Fraunhofer website?
They can. The Fraunhofer website is www.iis.fraunhofer.de/AMM, where AMM stands for Audio and Multimedia. And here you can get latest information on the latest and greatest audio coding and also video coding technology.
Okay, that's www.iis.fraunhofer.de/AMM. AMM.
Double M.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking with Mark Geyer, who is with Fraunhofer IIS. It's been fascinating to talk to someone close to the source of MP3. And again, check out our website. We'll link to Fraunhofer on podtech.net. And thanks for speaking with us on the podcast.
Thank you.